All right, let's go to the phones. Delaware 1059, good morning.
Hello. This is one of the people, parents that were there at the Indian River game.
Yeah, I would like your perspective on it.
Well, I'm going to give it to my wife. My wife, she can do it. There we go.
So I don't know if you know the whole story. We're just actually catching this.
No, I mean, here's how I came into it. I'm sitting here minding my own business. Someone sent me a text saying it was a terrible display, and then they're sending me these pictures. So if you were there, you would have a better perspective. I'd love to hear what was going on.
So it was during halftime, and it was about a group of 10 kids that came, you know, up into the bleachers of Indian River, yelling obscenities. There was one kid that was seen with a knife. They had masks on, hockey masks, a green, ski mask. I mean, they were obviously, being belligerent and whatnot and threatening. And then they ran off to the, far side of the bleachers, stood there for quite some time, flipping everybody off. And I happen to be the mother of the Hall boys.
Oh, boy.
So it was, pretty disturbing. My kids actually weren't told immediately about what happened, because, like I said, this happened at halftime. But they actually took it as a compliment, because apparently, there was a target on my kids' backs, and, Laurel, whether it was fans or players or whatnot, they were the talk of, the school for the week.
Arbwith,
Yeah.
And really nothing was done. We had made mention to the police. The police went over to the other side once the kids, went back over to their own bleachers, and they tried to hide the masks and whatnot, like, oh, no, it wasn't us. We've seen the police officers down on the track really not go up into the bleachers and approach these kids. And that was that. We actually even asked for the police officers to, give the kids an escort to the bus to make sure that they got on safely. And that didn't happen either. So, the announcer was also very biased, to say the least. And they mentioned about good sportsmanship and how you're supposed to respect the, the other team and, other players. Well, that's a bunch of hogwash, because it was extremely disrespectful. I mean, not only myself as being, the parent, there was a lot of other coaches, teachers, parents in those stands that found it, to be the same way. Of course, my phone's been blowing up all weekend, from people that were there that, either took the photos or witnessed what we saw. And I really think that the kids should have, be disciplined. Their faces, and I sent it to your Twitter, their faces in one of the photos are identifiable. They're standing there without the mask. They're obviously there with the shirts. And this school district knows who these kids are. I mean, I even had a friend of mine who owns a business there in Laurel, who's a friend, and immediately after it happened, sent me a message saying, I apologize for the bad behavior. And she actually was not surprised. So apparently this is a very typical, actions from Laurel students.
Yeah, based on what I'm looking at, there's no way an administrator, teacher, or somebody in charge from Laurel wouldn't have seen what was happening and probably looked the other way. That's the part that's very troubling to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it caused, kind of after that, seriously, I think a lot of people couldn't even focus on the game because of what just happened. I know that,
You say you saw a knife as well? You mentioned a knife.
I personally did not.
I did.
It was my husband that saw it. He's got very good eyesight.
Right.
And that was obviously, a concerning factor here. I mean,
other people seen it too.
Yeah, so apparently it wasn't just him. I didn't catch what was going on until the kids were, past me because it was written on the back of their shirts. I mean, and my mask just literally dropped to the ground.
And that was through our stands.
Yep. Yeah, so they came over. Not only were they there, but they came over to the fans on the Indian River side of the field to agitate and harass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we're not talking about standing, you know, out of the stands. We're talking about walking right straight through the fans and, you know, effing this and effing that and,
oh
you know,
gosh.
And I'll cut your throats and this is that and the other. I mean, it was terrible. In fact, you know, one of our teachers at Indian River was down there, and I decided to go down there, you know, with him because there was like, you know, 10 or 15 of them gathered around. Okay, the administrator, I don't know if he's administrator or the guy that was running the gate, says, oh, that didn't happen. And then, well, the kids were standing right there in their masks with the shirts. Oh, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And he, of course, Mr. Cordry had some words with him, and I grabbed him. I said, listen, I said, we can't take on 15 of these kids, and we don't know what they got on. Let's go. Come on.
Right.
And, you know, it was pretty ugly. He was, you know, definitely he was irate, which he should have been irate. And, you know, I went to the kids and told them because they were on the stands. They were taunting the kids that, from Indian River. None of those kids would have went over there and did anything. But I just said, just do not mess with them. Have some class. Sit up here. Keep your mouth shut, okay?
Yeah.
And that's don't get in any confrontation with them, okay? Because, you know, it's not good. Have some class.
Yeah, that was the best way to handle it. That is a classy way to handle it and very, very agitating situation. When was the game?
It was on Friday night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Just want to double check. And today, if the Laurel School District ignores this or doesn't say anything to the public, shame on them. I mean, here we are today. They should be able to identify this unsportsmanlike and threatening behavior and do something. I mean, this was on school grounds at their property. They ought to know better.
Yeah, we sent letters to the DIA, the Laurel principal, the Laurel president of the school board, the athletic director. So, yeah, this is in their email box this morning.
All right.
With the pictures, you know, with the messages that I received all weekend. I don't know how they can ignore it.
Hey, you know what? On a side note, I got to hand it to your boys. You know, even though they're wearing shirts that say F the brothers, you know, for them to take it as a compliment, in a backhanded compliment, even though it was a troubling situation, is, you know, a testament to them. So good character there, I think.
Even one of my fathers of one of the football players, he went and followed these kids, went and watched them get their mask off, and went to their cars and actually, he got a couple of them license plates off the cars.
Yes, good.
Definitely identifying them. You know, completely. You know, it's going to be up to Laurel to see what they do about it. But I think that, you know, all of them turn a blind eye to it. Like the police officer, they turn a blind eye to it. It's like it never happened, you know. But,
yeah, I think one of them comments, what do you want me to do about it? One of the police officers was their response to one of the parents, you know, telling them what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you, thank you for the firsthand knowledge. It sounds like this is still developing of what's going to happen, and keep me posted. Thank you both very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Bye-bye.
Right. Dan Gaffney Program, Delaware 1059. Yeah, I mean, this is the high school level on high school property. This kind of crap. I don't know. Administration of Laurel, do something about it, okay? Don't be... it seems weird that I have to tell you what to do, but come on.
Hi, I just wanted to chime in on the Laurel situation. I was there at that game, and I saw this like kind of happen. There was a group of kids that came by, about 25 of them, if I'm repeating. But, I mean, this was they conspired to do this. There was a policeman who was there originally where they had gathered, and that policeman somehow vanished. And what's scary was is those kids were just allowed to do what they were going to do on that sideline. It was kind of, I wasn't scared for myself, but I was scared for younger kids seeing what was going on. It was an embarrassment. just for humanity, to be honest with you, that was allowed to go on. And the taunting and all that. I mean, you're up 27 to nothing. There's no need to do that stuff like that.
Well, what were they saying? I've seen pictures of the shirts and the fully masked kids with the F word written out against Indian River and some players on the team. I've seen this. What else did you witness them doing?
They were taunting. They were, if you know they had the F word on their shirts, you can only imagine what they were actually saying. Hmm. I don't even think I need to go there on that. It was just unnecessary. It was kind of sad to see these kids go to this, and to wear masks is like the most cowardly thing you can do. I believe that someone needs to, in the powers that be, needs to come up with a petition to have Laurel not have their fans at their state championship game. I don't believe the team should be punished. The team shouldn't be punished for what happened to the fans. But I do believe there should be some kind of punishment for this, because the administration dropped the ball on this too.
Yeah, was there any way, would there be any way that somebody in charge at the administration level or the coaching level or the teaching level from Laurel would not have seen this going on? Is there any way they wouldn't know this was happening?
It would be kind of hard to miss. These kids had these neon green masks on. They had the shirt itself. I mean, come on. No, they saw this. They let this happen.
Yes.
It was kind of, the policeman that was sitting behind me, I was sitting along the fence, probably about the 25-yard line. The policeman that was sitting behind me all of a sudden disappears, and he doesn't come back until after the fact, 5 minutes after. Meanwhile, these kids are allowed to just sit here and just do what they're doing. Young kids I had a 7-year-old nephew there that was watching this. This is his experience with high school football in a championship game. And you know what? Give Laurel all the credit in the football field.
Yeah.
They played a great game, and it's a shame that's going to be smeared by what these kids did. I think the fans should be, their fans should be banned from from the game.
You know
Yeah. I know this was a small group, but this was 25 kids. This wasn't just two kids just doing something dumb. It was almost like not only that, the administration failed them too. So I believe the administration and the school should be punished.
Yeah.
The announcer was a clown. I don't have a better word for it. I think he almost incited at points in times, it was really not a good thing. And that school should be embarrassed. They should be appalled. These kids should be punished. They were very close to inciting a riot. I mean, I don't know if there's charges or pending or anything like that, but it was just not needed. It was unnecessary.
You know what you said, sir? You know what you said? Thank you. Thank you, by the way, for giving us your eyewitness account. It kind of mirrors what we've heard from the other eyewitness accounts. But listen, you said a mouthful when you said an embarrassment for humanity, really. Just an embarrassment. Terrible.
Yes. I know the Hall brothers. They're good kids.
Yeah.
They're smart kids. I know them quite well. They're friends with my son, who's on the football team. To see that, I mean, there was just no need for it. I mean, on an individual basis, at a football game, I played football. I've been involved in football, going to these events throughout Sussex County for years and years and years. Love sports. On an individual level, you'll see things like this. As a group, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before in my life. It was ridiculous.
Thanks for your perspective. All right, all the best.